And good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. And it's time now for our one-on-one with the pro. Brett Harsh is in with us here from Bartlesville Health and Rehab. How you doing there, guy?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
Bright, sunshiny day. The world just a great place, isn't it?
Yeah, it's beautiful this morning. I like it. This is my kind of weather.
Oh, yeah. Fall is my favorite 3 weeks of the year.
Yeah, that's if we're lucky, we'll get three. If not, for too long, it'll be down in the 20s again. So
what's shaking and what's going on? What's the good news, as they say?
Well, continued good news. Still COVID free.
Yay.
Doing well there. That's still doing our testing about twice a week just to be safe. You know, can't be too cautious. But other than that, yeah, everybody's COVID free for the most part. We've had a couple of scares here and there. Just, you know, some mild symptoms that we thought, but those people were workers, employees, and they actually tested negative. So. Great news there. Most importantly, all the residents are doing well, all COVID-free.
Did you ever think that in this day and age that allergies would get people excited?
Yeah, which I've had allergies my whole life, so it's kind of a lot of fingers pointing at me and then me worrying about myself and second-guessing myself, so I don't want to bring it in there.
But no,
like I said, can't be too cautious, so we're just going to keep up the fight there, and, you know, we're just thankful that it's going well, and we're going to keep it up.
Oh, great, great, great. What are some of the new things that are happening? I know that we often have visitors and people that just drop by and just make it a little bit more of a pleasant stay.
Yeah, visitation's open, you know, per guidelines through our infection control, depending on, you know, vaccination status. Whether you've had COVID, you know,
sure.
Whether you're coming in, get tested, whatever, you know, and then there's another option if you're not wanting to or willing to get tested, you can still visit. You know, we're not going to keep you away from your families. We can't do that. We wouldn't want to do that anyways. And so we have the option to visit outside still if you're going to do that. But to come in the building right now, we're still asking for vaccination statuses and in some situations a negative COVID test that we provide. So, but yeah, I mean, it's been good. You know, people coming in, being able to see their families again after, you know, it's flying by. Now we're getting to the close to the end of 2021, but we're still talking about 2020. So, unfortunately. But still, just being able to, you know, to kind of turn the corner around on that and being able to have the families come back in there, it's been a big blessing and just, you know, really saving grace for a lot of people to be able to see their families again. So we're thankful.
Activities going on. What you got happening, man?
Well, we had another cookout.
You guys are getting kind of famous for that.
Yeah, we are. We were pleasantly surprised, too. We were a little concerned. The wind was blowing pretty good Friday. A little cool in the morning, but... We still had several residents that were braving it and coming outside, putting on some light jackets and hoodies, and they still came outside and enjoyed it. So that was really cool to be a part of. Like always, we actually our activities girls actually were able to take them on the first fishing trip, which is a normal thing before COVID. It was, but this is the first fishing trip that they've actually been able to go on since the start of COVID, and they did that a couple weeks ago. So they were really excited about that. They were able to go down and they actually caught a lot of fish too. If you follow us on Facebook, you'll see some of the pictures that I uploaded on that of them catching fish. They really enjoyed that, so that was cool.
Yeah.
As far as some other stuff goes, we are actually having a job fair strictly for us next Tuesday. So that's going to be a week from tomorrow. That is, I believe, October 26th.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do it from about 10 to 3, I believe. We will have some small snacks and drinks provided. We encourage anybody that is looking for a job, you know, a career path, a great career path, or even, you know, maybe a new career path. We can get you going there as well. You know, in this day and age, we're really looking for some more help, more work, like everybody else. You know, it's kind of trying times, but so we're gonna go ahead and host one of those. Show up with your resume if you're interested. You know, you can show up just to talk to us, just to get some information. We strongly encourage that as well. But that is going to be Tuesday, October 26th, and from about 10 to 3. So we're looking forward to that. Hopefully that's going to help out a little bit too.
Well, great. And if nothing else, it gets folks even just familiar with what it's all about.
Right. Even if it doesn't lead to anything right now, that's a great point. That's, you know, it, we're getting in the back of their minds. So it's, you know, if they later on down the road, they decide maybe they want to change a career path or just, you know, maybe change the scenery. So, you know, some people need that as well in life. They can come down and, you know, and work for us, apply for us. We get you going there. really strive to prove that we are family oriented, and we have a family atmosphere. I mean, we always you know, talk about how we are a family, and we firmly believe that we do. You know, we bicker like family. We love each other like family. I mean, it is a second family. So I mean, that's how we act, and we love each other like family as well.
Well, it is a family. It's a family owned business, and I want people to know that too, because I think that's very important. And I think that in the minds of those of us who are seeking care, or mm-hmm. our loved ones that need care and rehab, that you're not just a number to somebody in New York or LA. I mean, you're going to see the folks.
That's kind of a big sales pitch, if you know, so to speak, for us, is being able to say that, because a lot of people, like you said, a lot of people, mm-hmm. you know, in local areas, that they're going to want more of where everybody kind of knows everybody, you know, and you, like you said, you're a name and a person, not a number. And we really take pride in that, and you know, we're going to continue to do that as well. I mean, it's not a big corporation, like we mm-hmm. always say. We are a family, and for a lot of people, that's a saving grace. That's more comfortable, because any kind of life transition like that is, you know, that's difficult to be, you know, making that big of a switch as it is. So we want to make it as easy as possible. So if we can do that by proving that we're going to care for them like our own, I mean, they become our family. And so if we can prove that, you know, from the get-go and from the start, I think it really helps with the transition process, and just being able to relax them, and being able to come in and, you know, and enjoy their stay.
Bartlesville Health and Rehab is a great place, and also if you need that therapy in order to get back in the game, maybe you've had a fall, or perhaps you know, just whatever, something related to the job, or just sometimes when we age, some things get a little older quicker than the others, and you just kind of need to find ways to become differently able, or get back to where you were as close as possible. But the therapists there, I mean, they really work hard, but by golly, they see the victory laps taken every day.
Our therapy girls are, we always try to really brag about them. They're so good. They're just really good with the residents and with the patients. And like you said, I mean, there's different levels, you know, of why you might need therapy, different types of therapy, different stages of therapy, whatever the case may be. And we really try to welcome all that. You know, if we can help you, you know, that's our main thing. And if that means, you know, we're going to help you in-house, or we're going to, you know, send you somewhere or refer you somewhere that can, you know, give you the help you need. You know, our number one priority is residents. It's not numbers. It's not dollar signs. It is the residents, and just them getting better is what we really strive for. But we really like it when we can be the ones that, you know, that are helping them. And when they come in, and, you know, like we said, their average stay in the skilled side is about 28 days. So they're in and out in less than a month. And typically they're, you know, they may not be completely back to where they were, but they're well enough to where they can either go back to the room if they're a long-term care resident and continue their life, or they can even, you know, go back to their home, you know, their normal home, if that's the case, or, you know, our independent living apartments, you know, whether they go back to those, or, you know, we have a great age in place process as well that we can really utilize as well for people that need that. And you don't even have to leave a building. I mean, it's just, it's right down the hall. It's two doors. That's all it is. So, you know, being able to do that, that's another thing that we kind of really take pride in, because that's another thing that's going to make the transition even easier. So any way we can help out there and just make it, you know, the smoother, the better, that's what we do. But, mm-hmm. but no, you're right. Our therapy girls, they really work hard, and they do a great job. So we really encourage anybody that might need some therapy to, you know, to come talk to us and see what we're all about, because I don't think you'll be disappointed.
No, you might not be factory when you get back out, but you're going to be pretty close.
You're going to be better than you were. We can promise you, you're going to be better than you were. So that's, you know, that's better than nothing. But most of the time it's like night and day how mm-hmm. the difference. I've been in there in a week and seen the difference and if an average stay is 28 days, imagine what they can do in 4 weeks, much less 1 week, which is what I've seen. Wow. So that's, you know, we're really appreciative of that.
Well, that is really cool. Now, you touched on the apartments, and from time to time, you do have some that open up, mm-hmm. but these are so popular that it's like,
it's hard to keep up.
get in line.
Yeah.
But it's good. It's a great waiting line.
Yeah, it's a great problem to have. For us, anyways, but yeah, we do have occasionally. We're having a couple more here and there that are opening up. Mm-hmm. Mainly, most of them have been remodeled. There are still a few that haven't, just because of people that's living in them. We're not going to go and remodel while somebody's living.
Oh no.
But we wait. You know, if we have in fact, we just had one open up a couple weeks ago. But our maintenance guys are getting in there and getting the remodel done there, and then it'll be open for rent as well. But mm-hmm. that waiting list, it's still there. There's mm-hmm. still several people on it that are wanting to get in. So, you know, it's a you know, it's good and bad from both sides. You know, you don't want to wait to get an apartment that you've been, you know, that you've been striving for, that you want. But mm-hmm. at the same time, that's a pretty good sign that, you know,
they're worth the wait, worth the quality.
So yeah. we're gonna continue to push that, and you know, it's just, it's been going really well though. And we're just, the more the maintenance guys get in there and get them done, the quicker they get open. So we're really grateful for them as well.
You know, Brett, we're about 2/3 through the program, and I forgot to have you tell everybody where they can find Bartlesville Health and Rehab.
Yeah, I got the rambling there. So.
Well, no, I did too.
So we are located at 3434 Southeast Kentucky Place. 3434 Southeast Kentucky Place. As I like to say, the facility just north mm-hmm. of the hospital. It's about a block over, if that. Pretty easy to find. We can be contacted at 918-333-9545, 918-333-9545. You can find us on our website at BartlesvilleHealthAndRehab.com. More popular, though, is our Facebook page. That's mm-hmm. that's the one I'm on every day. It's the easiest way, I think, to keep everybody in the loop, so to speak. And that's going to be Bartlesville Health and Rehab Community on Facebook. Like I said, I'm on there every day, whether it's pictures, activities, updates on our remodels. You know, our we have a quote of the day that we do. Just getting in touch with the community is our main goal. So, you know, we're going to continue to do that as well.
All righty, good. Hey, we do the blood drives every now and again.
Yep.
And I know we probably have one coming up around the corner pretty soon.
Yeah, a week from today, we're going to do our
next
blood
drive. Oh, that's quick.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll be donating blood about a week from today. So uh-huh. it's going to be the 25th of October. We only had two or three open spots left last week, and I haven't checked it today. So they fill up pretty quick. Mm-hmm. They're only taking – I'm not for sure why. I haven't spoken with them about it. They're only taking 23 donations or spots this time. I think they're allowing their workers maybe a little longer lunch or break, which they uh-huh. deserve. I mean, they get in there and they work hard. So, but instead of the 28th to 29, they're only going to do 23 this time, and it was already almost full. So, I mean, we're very thankful for that. As, you know, everybody knows there is a blood shortage. You can personally request, if you have a good enough reason, personally request the antibodies as well. They're not doing them for everybody, but you can still request them if you think you need them, or that test given at least. Mm-hmm. So that's still good. But the main thing is getting in there and donating blood. It's like I said, there's a shortage, and we're really thankful, and I know that they are as well, to be able to get in there and to help people, and that it really does go a long way in helping saving lives as well.
We doing that antibody thing?
Yeah, that's the one that you're going to have to request.
Okay, you yeah. have to put in a special.
Yeah.
Special mention.
Yeah, they're not doing it for everybody. I don't know why for sure. I think they're just kind of past that point.
Yeah.
They're more focused on just getting the blood, because the blood is the...
Very short supply.
Very short supply right now, and I think that's their main focus, which we understand.
Oh, great, great, great. Now, you have, every now and then, you have some folks drop by to visit, and maybe some partners drop by. Do you still have those folks that come in and do some of the singing? And
we do. Yeah. Comforting Hands Hospice. We're really thankful for them. They bring in a lot of treats, cookies, mm-hmm. Stuff like that for our employees, the people that are working on the floor. They're the ones that, you know, they're the ones that are in there every day working their tails off. So they deserve some gifts and things like that. Mm-hmm. They do still send in the chaplain the singer that comes in to sing some religious songs and for the people that are interested in that, and, you know, speaking about the word and stuff like that. So that's really cool to hear some of the gospel songs and some hymns. That brings a lot of smiles on people's faces, and she's a great singer. So that's really cool to be a part of as well. And then we also still have Laura and Buzz coming in about once or twice a month, depending on how busy they are. They do a really good job of getting in there about twice a month.
Uh-huh.
Buzz, the therapy dog, he's pretty cool. Everybody loves him. He just kind of trots around and, you know, hangs out, and a really, really relaxed dog. And he also brings smiles to people's faces as well. So, you know, if they can go up and pet him, that kind of puts a smile on their face as well. So that's worth it right there.
Now, I understand Buzz kind of has this air about him, like, yep, I'm the dog, I'm
yeah.
cool. Pretty confident about things.
That's basically what he does. Man. He doesn't really get rattled or shook or excited about anything. He just comes in, trots around, and if you want to pet him, he'll stop. And when you're done petting him, he just keeps going. So.
Well, he knows he's the star of the show.
He does. Yeah, when Buzz is in the building, it's his building. So we're just in there. So that's kind of how he rolls.
All right. Well, once again, tell folks where they can find you.
So we're located at 3434 Southeast uh-huh. Kentucky Place, uh-huh. 3434 Southeast Kentucky Place, and we can be reached at 918-333-9545, 918-333-9545.
All right. Hey, thanks, Brett. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All righty.